Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Sounds good to me. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Testing, testing, testing.
All right. Sounds good to me again. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. Sorry we couldn't do it last week. Beyond our technical control, Bonnie.
The what?
Our technical control.
What's going on with your...
What? Anyhow, Bonnie was stuck in Cleveland because it was raining here and the plane, the flight couldn't come in. So, anyhow... We're here now. We're here now. And hey, who's living in the past? We're not. We're just apologizing for it. But already my day is upside down. The doorbell rang. It's UPS. I get a envelope. And my check here that I deposited in the bank from the insurance company, right?
Uh-huh.
It says, unfortunately, we couldn't deposit one or more of the items from your recent ATM deposit to your account. It says that the check has to be endorsed by the payee. How would it be endorsed by the insurance company? They send me a check, I endorse it and deposit it.
You're the payee. Which account did you try to put it in?
My checking account.
Hmm.
I endorsed the back of it.
I don't know. Take it in.
Ugh. What the fuck? Anyhow, so now I got to go to the bank. I wanted to go to do something else on Zoom at 12 o'clock today. And
yeah, so?
I was going to play golf, but maybe I have to blow that off because I have stuff.
Do you need a reminder?
For what?
That you're going to be in a good mood for the podcast. Remember last night you were like, it's going to be good.
I'm in a good mood. Does this sound like I'm in a bad mood? I'm
looking sure, up. It does. It does. To the untrained ear. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying my life, I have a lot of stuff on my plate today. Thank God it's a paper plate. So when I'm done, I could throw it out. In other words, it'll all be behind me. That's what you should say. That's a new saying in life. Hey, it's on a paper plate. In other words, you'll get through it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm making that up. It's on a paper plate.
No, yeah, I know you're making it up.
It's on a paper plate.
It's on a paper plate.
My plate
okay.
is full.
Or no, I'll try my best.
No, you go like this. My plate is full, but it's a paper plate.
So therefore it'll fold in half.
It'll pass and you'll throw
out.
And
you'll lose all your food?
Yeah, it'll pass and you'll throw out your dirty paper plate. Sounds pretty, that's a good.
But your plate is full is a good thing, isn't it?
Not if it's a lot of bullshit stuff you got to do. Plus the guy's coming over to look at all the crap on the porch that has to be taken away. I mean, it's bags and bits.
Who's looking at that?
I don't know. I called a junk hauler.
Oh, and he has to come and assess it?
Well, he's got to come give me a price. He can't go over the phone. You know, it could be 1,000 bags. It could be 10 bags.
Okay, so
my plate is full of
FEMA
bags.
Came yesterday.
FEMA came, yes. You know what I did?
Don't know.
Is this crazy or paranoid? When the person came, because I didn't know, it didn't sound like they were legitimate. You know, it could have been, I could have filled out a whole fake thing and they come to your house, whatever. You know, the person calls
so
me.
So you were like, did I fill out the right FEMA form?
Yeah.
And now somebody's coming to like,
whatever.
How would they scam you? Like, how would that be the
There's
scam?
Always a scam. Hey, fill out this paperwork, da, 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 whatever.
Okay, so you filled it out. Then they go, oh, hey, we're coming Tuesday.
Like the person that came, I called them back and it was like people at their house answered or it sounded like, it didn't sound legitimate. That's all.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's fair. And then what happened?
They came to the house, and the second before, the doorbell rang, and I, on my phone, what are you looking at?
Allie's barking because someone's outside the window, I guess.
On my phone, as before they came in, I hit record, and I audio recorded the whole time the person was here. Isn't that smart?
Mm-hmm. So what did they say?
They'll get back to me.
Male or female?
Female.
Wow.
Old, I think she, huh? Maybe Spanish. Nice lady.
And what would FEMA do? Just give you money for your damages?
I guess help out. Whatever the insurance won't take care of, I don't know.
Well, it's a lot of damage and it's a lot of work, but it's still fine for us because a lot of people have it a lot worse.
I said that before and I'll say it again.
I just said it again, so you don't have to.
I have a lot on my plate, but it's a paper plate.
Okay.
Do you get that?
Not entirely, no.
I'll explain it one more time. I have a lot on my plate, but it's a paper plate because...
This saying is a lot on my plate.
And
it doesn't seem like it's a paper plate.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's like an indestructible plastic plate.
That means you're not taking care of it and letting it go and throwing the plate away. That's what I'm doing. And I did Bobby's... Hosted Bobby's podcast last night because he was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at PayPal. He sent me $100. What if, you know, what the hell is $100? First of all, I didn't want money. Let me call him.
I mean, you get mad when people pay you. It's weird.
Well, but I mean, $100, you know.
He's doing it. He's saying like, hey, thank you. Here's for gas and tolls.
Yeah, well.
It's a nice thing. It's like it's.
Hello.
You're on our podcast on speakerphone. My wife hates me. Podcast.
I know the name of the podcast.
Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss.
I know who's on it.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you my new saying, and tell me if you like it. Because today I said I have a lot on my plate. You know what that means, like a lot to do.
No, don't make a fat joke, please.
No, I said I have a lot on my plate. I don't do that anymore, and I didn't do it.
You did it two days ago.
No, by accident. I didn't do it on the podcast last night. I try not to do it. But, you know, and people still call me old and stupid, but I can live with that. But anyhow, here's my new saying. Tell me if you want, like it, because I'm going to make it popular. I go, I have a lot on my plate. But it's a paper plate. In other words, I'll take care of it all and then throw the paper plate out when I'm done and it'll all be behind me. So I have a lot on my plate.
I'm not even kidding you. I woke up this morning, I meditated, I prayed. I'm having a acai bowl. I'm having literally one of the most spiritual, nice, great mornings I've had in a long time. And you've ruined it.
How did I ruin it? You don't like that saying? I have a lot on my plate, but it's a paper plate.
I don't. the fact that you have to pause, you have, I have a lot on my plate, comma, it's a paper plate.
But it's
it makes me sick to my stomach.
Bonnie likes it.
I know. No, not, don't put words in my mouth.
Because she sees the end near you. That's right. She's like, oh, it's almost over. Thank God. Yeah, no, it's a great one, honey.
Normally, I would be upset about the environmental impact of that paper plate, but now I see that the whole world might have to die in order for me to be free.
Boss, can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you write that down for me? Because I want to make, I want to get you merch. You're going to sell paper plates after your shows.
That's a good idea.
Put that on it. I'm a paper plate. I know there's a lot on my plate, but it's a paper plate.
You got that. Ugh. Well, here's the other thing, and I want to thank you, but you didn't have to send me that PayPal. You know, I liked hosting. We had a good time. I don't need, you know.
You said I had to.
You know, you're so stupid. You go, I'll take care of you. I never once said you had to. Never once. Said,
you said, I mean, I gotta come in. I gotta. You don't say it, but you say it.
Bobby, saying you'll take care of him. If you did say that, I'm gonna hold you to it, and there'll be a time where you can change his diaper, wheel him around in a wheelchair.
I never said I gotta. Not this time.
I'll be like, you said you would take care of him.
I'll be honest, you're the best with that stuff. You do stuff. You're right.
Yeah,
I just, you know, there was a lot of problems, and you know, I told you I was going to give you a little bit for doing it, so thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Why can't you just take it and be like, "Oh, that's cool,"
and be grateful, and be grateful.
I did
take it and be grateful.
I did say thank you. I did say thank you.
No, you make people wrong for giving you stuff. You make people wrong. You go, "I don't want it. I didn't ask for it." It's like, instead of being like, oh, that's a nice thing you did. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. So when you blow me, I go too much teeth. That's making you wrong. Get it?
Imagine if you blown her.
I won't even respond. I mean, it's like this. It's your sex jokes are horrific. It's almost as bad as your sex.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's worse.
No, I'm good.
The actual act or the jokes about it.
I got to pick up this call. This is my booking agent.
Okay, you don't have to pick up that call. Guess what? People realize that not every call gets answered. And we have this thing now, and it's been around for a long time, which is they leave a message.
Uh-huh.
Or they text you. Or you text them right now and say, call you in an hour. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Bobby, is Bobby still there?
Now, can I pause this? He keeps calling me. Hold on. Can I pause this?
No, just.
It's important because I cancel him this weekend.
No, you're insane.
Hello?
What am I doing on this podcast? There's no reason for me to be here. Call your friends.
Oh, I was doing it. All right, fine. How do I take down an Instagram thing? Because I put on Instagram that I'm not in Saratoga.
Go to the three little dots, and it'll say delete post, and hit delete post.
Where's the three dots?
In the upper right-hand corner, I think.
Okay, it says report, copy link, share to, mute, or cancel.
Okay, so then it's on the bottom.
What?
Let me find it. Jesus. Go to the link. Is it yours? You posted it?
Yeah.
Okay, go to your post.
How do I find my post? Tell me how to find my post. I have to do this now.
Oh, my God. Do you see a little, like, person's head in a circle?
Yeah.
At the bottom, click it.
At the bottom?
Now click the appropriate post. No,
I got your story, but I don't have a... Oh, yeah, personal set. Yeah. Now what?
Okay. Now, do you see the post in question? Click no. it.
I don't see.
It should
I just
be
see
a grid of all your posts.
Oh, here. Okay.
Okay, now there's three across from your name. On the right-hand side, there's three little dots.
Yeah.
Click
Delete.
It. There you go.
Okay. It's done.
That was easy, right?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll tell about my harrowing trip.
All right. Look at this. Everything's... Boy, do I have a lot on my plate.
But
it's a paper plate.
I'm going to shoot you in the head with a not a paper bullet, a real one.
Hold on. It's my dentist.
Oh, my God, Rich. What am I doing here?
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, Rich. It's Pam at Dr. Kimowitz's office.
I have to call you back. Yeah, I have to. I have a doctor's appointment, digestive health care. I was going to call you, so I have to reschedule, but I can't do it right now. I'm really sorry, but I have stomach problems.
Okay. And I'll take you out of tomorrow, and you can just give us a call, okay?
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, do I have a lot on my plate. All right, let's go.
So
what
you
happened?
Have stomach. So what's the latest with your stomach issues?
It doesn't hurt today. I woke up and it was hurting a little, and I go, my stomach doesn't hurt. My stomach doesn't hurt. And then I took a big poop, and now it doesn't hurt.
There you go.
It's probably gases.
When I was at home, there was like no dairy in our home. And then when I got back...
It was hurting when I was in Austin. It's been hurting for the last month and a half.
I think it's actually... stress. I think it's stress related.
What do you have, a whole sweatsuit on? Sweat outfit?
Yeah. Why?
So, what do you got to match when you take it, go to sleep?
I just put my sweatpants on and then it was like a little chilly, so then I put a sweatshirt on.
But it matches exactly. You went out and bought a sweat outfit?
No. First of all, no one's called it a sweat outfit. And no, it doesn't actually match perfectly. It looks like it in this video.
It's gray on gray.
They're both gray. You got that right.
Whoa. You're going to play a little handball today?
I was thinking of heading to Philly and running up those steps.
So what were you going to talk about? Your
nothing.
Nightmare?
You're so generous.
I like that one, going to Philly and running up the steps, but you stumbled through it.
A little.
Who do you think's artwork is better behind him, yours or mine?
Okay. So I was home this weekend. Did you care?
Yeah, we did.
When
fight
I came, when I walked in the door, you were like, I went back and laid on the couch. It was like as though you could be less happy to see me. There's absolutely no fanfare. Zero.
I know. I got yelled at for that.
I didn't yell at you. No, I said...
Not yelled at. I talked to a friend and he said, well, you were wrong.
I was wrong?
No, I was wrong for not greeting you better.
Right. Well, I'd love to hear how you presented it.
Can I tell you what Bonnie did real quick?
Can I hear how you presented it first?
I said I was half asleep and she came in and I didn't get up and hug her. He goes, well, you're wrong.
I mean, it's like, it's the most bizarre thing in the world. Like, what? If you're tired, you will get up and go play golf or,
no,
you know.
No, I canceled.
But you use that as an excuse to not do so many things. And it's like, but I know that you're capable of pushing through it because when it's something you want to do, you definitely do it. But you have this thing where you just kind of refuse to do anything you don't want to do. That's how I know you don't want to get up and hug me, because you don't do what you don't want to do.
That's not true, but it is true, but it's not true. I do hug you, and I was happy to see you. And the first day we fought a little, but then we were good, and we went out for
a nice... I was like, literally, I walked in the door, because I was a day late, because I spent an entire day at the airport and on flights, and then I got rerouted to...
Why would you want to do that?
What?
Spend the whole day at the airport.
Haha. And...
we is that went, a fake laugh when you go...
Yeah, I mean, who... Like, it's the dumbest joke. I'm sorry. It's worse than... But it's a paper plate.
Oh, sorry.
But, Cleveland. I had to spend the night in Cleveland. I'm traveling with my dog. It was, like, a lot. Then I get back to the airport in the morning. The flight that I'm supposed to be on now has been canceled. There's hundreds of people at the airport freaking out because three flights got rerouted. That were supposed to land in New York, got rerouted to Cleveland. And so, and there was no flight, zero. And they told me, like, you have to come back to the airport tomorrow and try again or rent a car. I was, like, about to go rent a car. And then by some miracle, I'm not even kidding, I was, like, they're like, oh, you're on the 9:30 flight. So I had to, like, do that thing where you run through the airport.
Like OJ?
Yeah, with my dog jumping over things and killing people. Killing white women and whatnot. And then I made it home, and then I had meeting, and work. Plus, I was trying to make soup for Raina for when she came home from
you
school.
You made some good potato soup, and you picked the potatoes out of the garden.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Anyway, then you just started yelling at me for not going downstairs and, like, okay, looking at the damage.
Well, here's... First of all, I don't want to get in a fight now, but let me tell you the first one of the things Bonnie did, and it's almost all right. This is just
I literally walked in.
No,
got food, made soup, did meeting, work.
Okay, let me say one thing or two things, and I don't want to fight because we already settled it. But like I'm, as you know, taking out sheetrock. Mopping floors, cutting insulation. I have literally 35 bags, 50-gallon bags on my back porch, on my deck, full of sheetrock and insulation. So I knock the sheetrock out, and then I take the insulation out behind it. That's wet. It's only wet like 3 inches high. Bonnie, and in the beginning when I was cutting the insulation, I was using a razor, a knife. It was a nightmare. So then I saw nice scissors, and I would just cut right through the insulation. It was so much easier. Bonnie picks up the scissors and goes, "You're using my sewing scissors? Really?
They're expensive.
Oh, really? And so is a whole basement.
You're not supposed to use paper. You're not supposed to cut paper with them.
Okay, but guess what? We could buy new scissors.
I mean, they're more expensive than you think.
You're out of your mind. You're using my sewing scissors to work down here for hours on end? Yeah.
I was shocked. I was legitimately shocked that you would use. I say all the time, these are not to be used for paper.
And then she went upstairs and got one of my sneakers and started banging on the wall with it like it was a hammer, like to prove her point. And she had no point.
My point was, how do you feel if I take your things? Come on, we were being pretty funny at that point.
What's that?
At least I was. So I was being pretty funny at that point.
Yeah, you were funny, but who says who's using my sewing scissors to save our house?
To save our house. You go to Lowe's every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It never occurred to me to use scissors to cut the insulation. And then I tried it and I go, oh, this is so much easier. And it cut right through.
I know. Those are nice scissors, right? They're so good.
Not anymore. I ruined them.
Yeah, I know. They're done.
First of all, I didn't. And second of all...
Oh, first of all, you did. The minute you cut paper with them, they're done.
First of all, you can get scissors sharpened. You could buy a sharp... Huh?
Okay.
You could sharpen anything.
Okay.
All right? So there.
Except your mind.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yes.
Then that means your mind is sharp if you anticipated
Patty
that.
Patty Predictable. I knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
Born ready.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Maybe next week I'm going to put on my sweatsuit, my blue sweatpants and my jacket that matches.
Oh my God, what are you obsessed with, like somebody putting a sweatshirt on? Jesus.
And the pants.
So I flew in. You were not nice to me. You yelled at me.
I didn't.
You were like, you get so mad if I'm working. You can't believe.
That's
you're
not
always
true.
Like, this is the funniest thing about you. You're always like, tell him you get a day off. Tell him you're not working past this time. Or it's like, it's so funny because you've only ever been a comedian, which I find myself.
Really?
What?
I've never worked on anything else but comedy.
I mean, for the most part, you've never really had a job where you.
I worked on two or three movies.
I know, but you didn't care that much about it. It's not like you're trying to move up in that world or anything. You're there as a comedian. That's your job, is to come as a comedian. So you don't know really what it's like to, you know, have a boss or, you know, have people give you notes or, you know, anytime I have notes on a script, you're like, tell them you're not doing it. You're like, it's just funny because it's just so not what you can do. And also you were like, it's a Sunday. And I was like, okay, yeah. Well
here's
we work
another
on
thing
Sundays. I mean, we work, this is basically it. We film for 4 days, then we're down for 2 days. But those 2 days I'm writing. I have to like prepare the show for the next 4 days that we film. So I really don't get any actual days off.
Well, first of all, that's like, only 6 days. That's only six.
I know, but it keeps going. So it's not like per week. That's why your two dark days are always changing.
Well,
so it's 4 days of shooting, 2 days of dark. Then it will start again. 4 days of shooting, 2 days of dark. 4 days of shooting, 2 days of dark. Okay. And last night we were shooting at this, like, you know, it's called Lake Travis, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And there's this restaurant there overlooking the lake. And they were on the, you know, balcony, the cast, you know, eating and stuff. And it started lightning and storming. And then it became like this crazy tropical storm. It was one of the scariest storms I've ever been in. And then I had to drive home from there. It was like an hour from home.
It's kind of like the storm here that I used your scissors.
Imagine driving that. I thought I was going to get my, like, sometimes it was like so deep, the water, I thought, like, I'm not going to make it.
Our next door neighbor, not Dan, the other guy, the Palestinian guy, the nice guy, he was driving home during the storm and his car got caught in a flood and he couldn't open the door. The windows wouldn't go down and the water was rising. So he took his headrest, you know, seat, and pulled it out and smashed the window with the metal part.
And then swam out?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then got out. Well, maybe, yeah, he got out into water. I don't know how high it was, but it was rising.
And wow. That's crazy shit.
So you should put out a little hammer in your car, one of those little hammers. Just smash your window if you have to.
I mean,
I'm going to go buy a couple little hammers.
But anyway, my point is, so I have a meeting after this that I have to go to. And then tomorrow, this is supposed to be my dark day, you know. Well, it is my dark day. And then tomorrow is supposed to be another dark day. And we have to go film because we couldn't get it done last night.
Oh.
So
riveting.
This week we have extra days.
You got a lot on your plate.
But it's a paper plate.
Oh, fuck.
It's actually not. It's something else.
It's a big plate because it keeps refilling.
I like a recyclable plate, you know?
Well, we're going to do like 10 more minutes because I got a lot to do.
Well, I think the audience likes it when you tell them that you're just going to hammer something out just because you have to, because you feel like you should, and not that you want to or you love to.
Oh, I love doing this.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I like it. Because I don't get to hang out with you or talk with you like this.
I'm surprised you even got up off the couch to do this.
I don't sleep.
I know you say you love it.
That day I fell asleep on the couch. I don't know what was it, a Friday or Saturday you came home? It was a Friday.
I was supposed to come home on Thursday, and I actually didn't make it home till Friday.
Maybe I couldn't.
Then I came home Friday, Saturday, then and Sunday, and then I left Monday morning at 5:15 a.m. and I was back on set by 11:30 here.
Yeah, I know, that's working. Crazy. You're busy, busy as a bee, both of us. I'm supposed to go to a.
I love how you never give anyone a compliment. Do you notice that? You'll be like,
you're busy as
like
a
even
bee.
I've seen you do it to other people. You're like, you're really talented. I mean, so am I. Like you always.
Say that. You
know, nope. I mean, that's like, you probably never said you're really talented to anyone, but you'll be like, you're funny. Mean too. I am.
No, I never said
like you always bring it to yourself.
No,
it's kind of hilarious. It's almost like for regular people, it's hard to do. You'd feel silly doing it, but you've got a skill set.
I know I do, but
try to give me a compliment.
You look, first of all, you look stunning in the morning, you know.
And
I like my,
you got to do your thing.
You look stunning. I'm supposed to go to a Sopranos movie premiere tonight in Jersey, mm-hmm. but I'm going to blow it off.
Why? That sounds fun.
I don't know. Joey Diaz asked me to go with him, but then he has
go with your date, Joey Diaz.
But do you think there'll be celebrities there?
Yeah.
The one in New York.
But you might get on the show or something.
It's a movie premiere.
Oh.
The movie Sopranos is coming out this week.
I thought there was a new series with Tony Soprano's.
No,
I mean,
it's a movie.
Like a prequel. Oh, that's the movie?
Yeah, with his son playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie. And, you know, Ray Liotta's in it. Joey Diaz. I don't know who else is in it, but there's a premiere.
Definitely go. That sounds totally fun.
There'll probably be a lot of New Jersey celebrities, you know.
You're one of those New Jersey celebrities. People,
I know.
I bet you people be like, there's Rich Voss. I know you love that. I think that's Rich Voss.
Oh, yeah, it happens a lot. Yeah, maybe I'll go.
And then you have something to talk about on the next podcast.
Well, he asked me if I wanted to go with him, but he hasn't called me back. And I don't want to call him and go, hey.
Call him. Go, hey, I thought we were doing this thing tonight. Say, hey, should I get my suit pressed?
I'm not going to wear a suit.
Should I polish my shoes? Did you freeze?
Oh, what?
I thought you froze.
No, I don't know. If he calls me, I'll go. I'm not going to call him and go, hey, remember when you invited me? That would be stupid.
You could think of something funny.
What's that?
You could think of something funny.
I am funny.
You could say to him, hey, I'm willing to go to this thing with you, even though I have a lot on my plate.
No, it's just me calling him, you know, maybe he asked me,
Rich.
And then he realized, oh shit, I got to take somebody else or my wife or something. And I don't blame him, you know, I'm not, whatever. So, I mean, I would just do it. What if I went there with him and I wasn't even allowed to walk the red carpet?
Well, then you're not allowed to walk the red carpet. Who gives a shit? Are you that, like, ego-based?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go there unless I went.
Unless you could walk the red carpet?
Why would I go to an event if there was a red carpet and have to walk in with common folk? You just said I was a New Jersey celebrity. What the fuck?
No, I'm sure you'll walk the red carpet.
No, you don't be sure of it because I'm not in the cast.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Don't go. Don't go.
No, I want to
go. The ifs are too great.
Then you got to sit through a whole movie. I wanted to watch it at home.
You like movies. You might enjoy it.
I'll see. We'll see. I'll see how the day plays out.
All right. Well, I have to go to another meeting. This has been lovely and fun.
Well, we only did 36 minutes.
That's fine. People enjoyed it. I think it's really good.
Four more minutes.
I think you don't do four more minutes unless you have four more minutes, which you don't even look into the camera, so people don't even know you're talking.
Well, here, you want me to do with the podcast like this?
Yes, yes.
Then I'm not even looking at you.
It looks like you are. Looks like you are.
No. And here's
your
the
hat
thing.
Back a little. Put your hat so you can see your eyes. It's much better. It's much
here's
better that way.
Here's the thing, too.
If you were doing a documentary,
the host
would be over here, but you'd be looking down the barrel of the camera. No, would you be able to do it that way?
You never look in the camera. The camera follows you. You connect with the person you're talking to.
Richard.
What?
Once again, it is amazing. We had a fight because you don't know stuff, but
you
don't pretend that you do. This is one of those times.
No.
I'm working on a show right now where they talk, when they do the interviews, look down the barrel of the camera.
That's an interview, but we're talking to each other, so you got to connect.
I know. Okay, but the interviewer would be asking you questions. You'd essentially be talking to them, but you'd be looking down the barrel of the camera.
Then I got to put it like this. Now I could see you and look into the camera. You see what I'm saying?
I can't see your eyes because of your hat.
Oh.
No, you're not looking at the camera, but okay, it's better.
It's better because now...
But it's honestly, if you looked at the clip from last week, it's weird because I look like I'm looking at you and you look like you're reading off your computer.
Yeah, but see, your camera's in your computer. So
I know, that's why you have to cheat it. It's called cheating it. It's showbiz. Look into the camera.
That's what
there. I'm doing. It honestly looks like you're looking at me. No, you're not. You're not looking at the camera. Why will you refuse to do it?
Hold on.
Because I think you're looking not at me, but at yourself.
There.
Is that fair? You're just looking at yourself?
No. I do look good.
Look into the camera. There. That's much better. You're connecting now. You're connecting with people.
Yeah, but now I'm not looking at you. I'm talking to a
camera. It doesn't matter if you're looking at me. It looks like you're looking at me now.
It's all right. Whatever. Okay. Why don't you just go like this before the thing?
What do you mean?
Like directors. How do directors do it, you know, with their fingers?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with now?
I don't know. It just sounded good. Anyhow, this Saturday, I'll be at the AC Comedy Club at the Claridge Hotel and Casino.
You want people
Atlantic
to come
City.
To your show? Talk to them into the camera.
This Saturday, AC Comedy Club, Atlantic City, Claridge Hotel. Next weekend, the Stress Factory, Friday and Saturday. Next weekend.
One eye is like.
Friday and Saturday at the Stress Factory. Go to richfoss.com.
You're at the Stress Factory this weekend?
Next weekend. This weekend I'm in Atlantic City.
Oh. And what are you doing? Where's Raina going to go?
I have no idea yet. I have to leave early Saturday morning.
Have you seen her in the last couple of days?
What's that?
Have you seen her for the last couple of days?
No.
Okay.
I talked to her on the phone.
Mm-hmm. But you leave. When you left yesterday, where was she? Taking a nap?
No, but I saw her when she came in. And
are you nice to her?
Yep. I said, how was your day? Did you have fun? She was at the high school with her friends at a field hockey game. And I pulled into the parking lot of the high school. Fooling around. I go, you want me to come out and hang out with you guys? She goes, please don't. I'll get bullied. I go, no, I'll just come by because I'm like the cool dad. And she's going, please. I go, can you see my car? And she goes, yes, just please leave. Then I told her, I have a bag of after school snacks. I brought your snack in a brown bag. She goes, just leave. I'll get bullied.
But what was it?
I wasn't going to get out of the car. I was just messing with her.
What was the brown bag?
Nothing. I told her I had snacks.
Oh, but you didn't really have snacks.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
Great parenting.
What? That's great. I was.
I said great parenting.
What does that mean?
Great parenting. I'm just teasing you. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. All right, I gotta go. Listen.
What did you want me to say from that story?
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you had to be there. All right, I gotta get to the bank.
Oh, four more minutes.
No, we're good now.
Four more minutes. You're so controlling and weird.
Thank you all for listening. This is a pretty good podcast. I got pretty nice arms if you look at them like that. Oh, well, listen, anything, any parting goodbyes? What?
I don't know. It's fine.
All right.
You didn't want to talk about anything, but that's okay.
We talked about a lot of stuff. All right.
All right. Miss you already. Love you.
Then she hit her scissors.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Goodbye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.